Hello, you beautiful people. Welcome back to another episode of Knobs. Today's show brought to you by Atomic Film and Design. Atomic Film and Design has helped dozens of corporate and creative clients strengthen their brand with graphic, web, and film design from historic concert venues, local businesses, and record labels. Atomic Film and Design works with a network of creative professionals to uncover what makes your business or band truly unique. Show the world what you can do with a little help from our friends at Atomic Film and Design. Start your project now at atomicfilmshop.com.
You're listening to Knobs, a podcast created by music geeks for music geeks. Now, here's your hosts, Matt Diamond and Chris Nickel.
Well, thump, my heart went thump, when I saw the pretty girl down at the dump. Ain't too skinny and she ain't too plump, works at the waist scale down at the dump. Where do I put these shingles? I asked her with a grin.
Welcome to a very special edition of Knobs Podcast. My name is Matt Diamond.
And I am Chris Nickel.
So perfect, as the birds are chirping, the sun is shining, and life is good. How are you, Chris Nickel?
I'm good, man. It's absolutely stunning today, man. It's like 30 degrees. It's like the first time. It's amazing, man.
How many beers have you had today?
Beer cart came. Today's my Friday, so beer cart came around like 12:20 today. So I've had a few. I'm just cracked a Collective Arts their new IPA number 2.
Oh,
actually,
my favorite, dude, the yellow can, yeah. My favorite. All right, okay,
yes. Well,
okay, don't rub it in anymore because I'm stuck in a studio right
sorry.
Now.
Okay. I'm sorry, man.
Okay,
sorry.
So this is the deal. We had a great idea last night as we were trading texts back and forth last night. Now, for everybody else that is listening, no matter where you are right now, okay. We live, at least Chris lives close to where I live now. I live in a beautiful town in Ontario, Canada, called Peterborough, Ontario. And because we didn't have like a major label artist interview to offer for you this week, I thought, you know what? Why don't we put the focus here on our town and the artists and the talent that are here in Peterborough? And for anybody else that might feel slighted if they're not included in this episode, what I'm doing is I'm doing my best to not only feature artists that have kind of been a part of my musical landscape since I've lived here for 3 years, whether that be concerts that I've helped to book and promote, or maybe artists that have come out to play the open stage or at the Red Dog where I do my open stage every week. But some of the artists that I'm going to play for you today, I've never quite even met, really, but I know that they are certainly part of the music scene in Peterborough and have kind of shaped the sound and the culture and the art and the community that we live with right here in Peterborough. And as I counted them out, we have 27 different artists that we're going to introduce to you today. So I'm going to urge anybody that's listening to this edition of Knobs to have a pen handy to write down some of the names so you can go online and listen to some of this music and then pass it along, because I really do feel that there's going to be a couple of different opportunities for some of these artists to kind of step out onto a grander scale, not only because we're going to feature them on the podcast, but I mean, down the road, you're going to hear some names and hear some music that later on you're going to go, oh yeah, I heard about he or her on that podcast. So I'm going to ask you real briefly, Chris, tell me about your connection to the Peterborough music scene and your thoughts on it.
Well, it's a fruitful one, man. And I recognize that immediately. Like I grew up, you just grew up in Oshawa, but I grew up down the road in a very, very small town. And Peterborough was always that town as a kid that my dad was going to see shows in. And so from a very young age, I was always kind of enamored by Peterborough's music scene, just from bands my dad was listening to and stuff. But after about, I don't know, I think about 10, 12 years ago, we moved to Peterborough for our very first time. And the scene, it's so vibrant, and there's so many different types of music. Peterborough always gets kind of pigeonholed into being like this folk Canadiana type town, and that's probably the association of Neil Young and Ronnie Hawkins and the band and all of those bands that have kind of come through or come from that area. But there's just so much more to that scene, and you know, with you and myself being directly involved with that scene over the last 7-8 years, you really start to realize how diverse it is, and how eclectic it is, but how fucking great all these bands are from Peterborough. They really are. There's just so many great fucking bands, and you know, you're starting to see a lot of bands that are, you know, starting to stretch out their wings and go to different communities and stuff now. And that's great to see, because Peterborough really needs a bigger audience when it comes to their music scene, man.
Absolutely. So something else that I want to reiterate here is that I'm not going to be talking about bands from yesteryear. what I'm going to be featuring and I'm talking about are, and I don't want to say relevant because I think that's kind of a broad term, but I'm talking about bands that are recording and playing and touring and doing things right now. In fact, every single artist that I have on this list that I'm going to try to introduce to our audience, it has literally kind of been doing something, if not this year or very, very recently, are still out playing shows. And any single one of these acts, you will be able to go out and see in one capacity or one form or another. Now, I also want to touch on this, that we are going to do another episode about producers or production as far as Peterborough and the surrounding area go. So that will not be included today. There are a boatload of fantastic producers that not only I have become very close friends with, but, you know, like from one form or another that are either in bands or have studios and do things as far as that goes within the community. So that will not be this. So I'm going to urge everybody, if you're listening to this episode and you feel kind of slighted or that maybe we miss somebody, because when you're doing a show like this, of course you're going to miss someone, and I don't want anybody to feel slighted, but I do feel like there are some certain acts and some bands that are working really hard, and I thought that this might be a really cool idea. You know, even if I was to listen to a podcast pretending, you know, that it was produced in Cincinnati or something, it would be cool to be able to hear some local acts, you know, from any part of the world, let alone this little corner of our world right here in Peterborough. So without doing too much of a preamble here, I think we're going to dig right into it. But I just can't stress enough, man, whenever you do shows like this, I'm sure tonight I'll be laying in bed and I'll go, dude, I forgot about so-and-so, you know? Yeah. And I don't, and I'm also going to throw this in here, okay? Because I don't want him to feel slighted, but there is a fantastic producer and an artist in his own right as well. His name is James McKenty, and he used to play in a band called The Spades, and The Spades are no more. So what I think I'm going to do is let's see, this is that production thing, because he is such a great producer, but he is responsible for bringing so many of these wonderful bands into the spotlight as far as Peterborough goes. So I'm kind of breaking my own rule right now already, but what I'm going to do is we're going to start off the show with James McKenty and The Spades. And, you know, I'm just going to let this thing speak for itself. And then when we get back from hearing a nice little clip from The Spades, then we're going to get into the other list of stuff. But I think it's rather fitting. Don't you think that's a great way to kind of kick off the show as far as James goes?
I think so, man, because like you said as well, like the production, we'll dive into James's production catalog next week, because that, as you said, he's got his fingers in probably 70% of the bands that we're going to talk about today. He's got his fingers in those bands. So, but it's a good start, because The Spades are kind of iconic in the Peterborough area and continue to be, whether or not they're still playing or not. So,
yeah, I just didn't think that it would be fair to do a show about Peterborough music and not include him yet. Like I said, you know, now, of course, he is doing, you know, more or less the production thing. But, okay, I'm going to shut
up. He's also a session guy too, right? So he's like, on any given night, you can go see a band that you had no idea James is going to be playing with, and he's standing up on stage with his guitar, and he's sitting in with that band. So
that's true.
He's, you know, not only production-wise, but musically, he's got his fingers in a lot of band there, too. So there's got to be a better way to say I got his fingers in that band, but I apologize, James.
I'm sure he would appreciate that, as would his wife and kids. Okay, so let's play something from the Seventh Fire Records label. This is a track from James McKenty. This is called Tiny Boxes to start off the Peterborough, Ontario episode of Knobs.
We can move more easily. Boxes with memories, we can store more freely. Boxes with pictures of the way things used to be. Boxes with everything.
So there you go. That's called Tiny Boxes. Beautiful production. And that was part of a seven-inch single from Seventh Fire Records, which is, of course, a local record label here as well. James McKenty, you are loved. Great way to start off the show. Everybody else, go check him out and his band called The Spades. And like Chris said, he has played with everybody. You can find video of James on YouTube, and my band used to play with him back in the day, etc. So there's too many bands and artists here to even contemplate, but I think we're going to move from James to Melissa Payne, because Melissa Payne has done work with James as well, and I think the last time that I saw Melissa, she was probably joined on stage by James, or to some capacity. Tell me about your involvement as far as Melissa Payne goes, your thoughts, and why we should be including her on the show.
Oh, Melissa's amazing, man. And James has been playing with Melissa for quite a while, actually, because he worked... He was the studio, Seven Fire Records was the first studio that kind of popped up, and James was associated with that because the owner of Seven Fire Records Studios was Tom, which was the drummer from the Spades. So Melissa Payne was one of the first artists signed to Seven Fire Records, hence why her and James have a musical relationship. So, but Melissa's amazing, man. She's a throwback to like roots country. She's got an incredible kind of fiddle background as a touring fiddle. Like she practiced fiddle and toured with Natalie McMaster, and she's just got an amazing musical talent, not only guitar, singing, but fiddle too. And I've worked with Melissa for a number of years. We've helped her out management wise, booking wise, and just she's just on top of all that, she's been a great friend. But she's unmatched in the community, I think, from her genre of music. She's incredible, and I cannot wait with some of the teasers she's been throwing online. I cannot wait for the new record when it comes out.
So. Okay, so the clip I'm going to play for you actually has a really beautiful, it's kind of a heartbreaking video that goes along with this too, but Melissa is still relevant within the community, comes out to play the open mic all the time. When you hear her sing, it's kind of tough to believe that someone could sing that well live. You know, she's got this, I don't know, it's a unique quality. I don't want to ramble on too much about her, but I do want to include her on the show. Great way to jump into this one, and a beautiful song. And again, go check out the video for this. So this is the lovely Melissa Payne, and the song I'm going to play for you, a little clip of this, is called Bring Me Back. Melissa Payne right here on Knobs.
I always say I'm fine when they ask me how I am. I'm always lying to someone, but I'll never lie to you. Keep on bringing me back, baby. Keep on bringing me back, baby.
This next band that I want to introduce to everybody, these guys are not only close friends of mine, but it's crazy because every single member of this band has such unique talent and strength on their own. It's kind of like the best of kind of thing, you know, a super group. It includes a gentleman by the name of Dawson McManus, who is one of the best bass players that I've ever met in my entire life, the frontman Brandon Humphrey, who is by far and away one of the better guitar players that I've ever seen, let alone the fact that he's just such a great dude, real down to earth. These guys are playing all the time. And Marcus Brown is now drumming with them. But of course, you know, Matt Greco, who is a local legend here in Peterborough. He's been a part of this outfit as well. And Sean.
Matt Greco.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sorry.
He's like Norm. He's like the Norm of Cheers of the Peterborough music scene. The guy is everywhere, plays in so many different bands. It's not even funny. In fact, he is part of a couple other projects that we're going to include on the show as well. And then Sean, who is the touring, I guess, keyboard player of this band as well. There's just such a huge cast of characters that is connected to this band. And this is a taste of one of their songs that is actually available on Spotify right now, but I'm so excited to include in this podcast, Broken Harmony. And this is a track called When You're Gone. And here's a little taste of that. Write that down. Go check it out on Spotify, Broken Harmony, When You're Gone.
You tell me that you're lonely and you're coming over to my place. I get real nervous when you walk in through the door, the way I've done a thousand times before. We cuddle on the couch and we open up a bottle of wine. I held you in my arms and I sang you a lullaby. Yeah, I love the way you laugh and how you sing along. But what I really love, I like it better when you're gone.
So a nice little connection to that band is that actually, I don't know if I should be divulging this to the world or not, but I don't think it's a big deal. But like, listen, Brandon Humphrey met our next guest here, or at least this next clip that we're going to play for you, through playing the open mic at the bar that you used to own. And we're going to introduce the world to Brandon's girlfriend, but the lovely, talented Miss Hillary Dumoulin. Tell me what you thought about the first time that I introduced you to Hillary Dumoulin's music.
Well, you called me and you said, this is when you were doing your open mic previous to my bar, and you called me and said, I found this girl, man, that stumbled into one of my open mics. You have to hear her voice. And you hear that a lot being in music. You hear that sentence come a lot, but I knew from you it had to be something substantial, and it didn't it didn't lie, man. She's incredible. And she's same with Brandon, same with all these people we're gonna be talking about. She's an even nicer person than she is a musician, and that's hard to do because she's fucking incredible. But I remember I called you after as well because I saw a picture of Brandon and Hillary, and these people that come through our open mic, we always kind of felt really connected to them. And I'm like, what? They're together? How did I not know this? But, yeah, it's pretty awesome, man. And then I bumped into them about a month ago out at a random beer festival, and their Broken Harmony was playing in this really cool setting in a brewery, and it was really nice to see them again. It's been too long. But she's incredible, man. She's a great songwriter, and she's kind of an angelic voice.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think that she's got one of my very favorite voices in music, let alone of female talent. And the world is in for a treat. You're going to hear something really special from this lady very, very soon. But I'm going to play you a clip that came from an EP that she just released at the tail end of last year. And this is a beautiful song. This is a beautiful song called 7 Months. And a little taste from the lovely Hillary Dumoulin right here on the Peterborough edition of Knobs.
It was a childish rush, like driving too fast in your car, no seatbelt on, the thrill of it all. Forbidden touches, and that's how it always starts. So always fun until someone falls in love. So always fun until someone has to fall apart. 7 months wasted, but it's all the same. Took a shot in the dark, I wish I never heard your name. So easy to say, this meant nothing at all.
This next performer, I am so excited to include in the show because both Chris and I have done some work with this dude, and he's got a brand new record that he just finished up with the one and only James McKenty. Let's talk about Dylan Ireland real quick. What's the record actually called, Chris, this brand new album?
I don't know exactly. I haven't seen the working title. Like one, I'd have to double check. I'm going to speculate, but regardless of what the title is, it's a fucking incredible record. And I've been listening to like on repeat for a couple months now.
Yeah, you have a copy of it, but I just saw him the other day. There is copies now for sale of this thing. Oh, pardon me. The album is called Every Other Night, and the very first taste of this that we've had is a song called Silver Screen. And listen, Dylan, forced to be reckoned with. He's got a huge musical family. He's playing in a bar right now. He's playing in a bar tomorrow. He'll be playing a gig tomorrow. The day after that, the day after that. This guy is the hardest working dude ever, and he is just an absolute true talent, and here's an excuse why. Let's do it. This is a taste of that brand new record that is now completed, so if you like it, you can go online and hear a little bit about this, or hear a little bit of the record, but it's I just have to say, if you do have an opportunity to not only buy the record, but to go see him live, please do it. You will not be disappointed. And let's do some brand new stuff with Dylan Ireland. This is called Silver Screen, right here on Knobs.
Looks like it's gonna be a dream. I can't seem to act like any other. I just thought I'd waste your time again for one more dance to Frank Sinatra in the kitchen.
Next performer, oh man, what a great dude. Chris and I both kind of know this guy from playing just in open mics and just being an all-around awesome person. Tell me about the bearded wonder, Mr. Taylor Kirkwood.
Taylor's a beautiful person, man. It's funny because he would just come hang around the bar and drink with his buddies, and I didn't even know he played music. And then one night he just showed up at open mic. I'm like, holy shit, man, you can sing, you can play. That's where did that come from? But no, he's a great guy, and he became a brother, you know. In that short term, we had the bar, and he was great with my kids. He just became part of the family, and you know, he's one of there's a lot of people I miss from that bar scene that we had there, but Taylor is right on top of the list. He's a great person. Yeah.
I miss him too, because he's not playing much anymore these days. He's a hardworking man in the summertime, but you know, heart of gold, beautiful person, beautiful beard, beautiful songs, and
some sleeves on. I've been trolling that guy for like 2 years and be like, dude, no sleeves again.
I love it. Listen, this is from his first, I guess it's an LP or an EP that he released with another local producer by the name of Riley Farmer. But again, we're focusing on the music, not the production, but this thing sounds really great. This is a track called Sober, and here's a taste of Taylor Kirkwood. This is the Peterborough edition of Knobs. Write that name down, Taylor Kirkwood. Because he's giving this thing away. It's on YouTube and a track called Sober right here on Knobs.
I'm drowning in a pool of doubt. I can't find my own way out. I look to you for help, but you're not sober. It doesn't make sense to me the way my heart bleeds. Just a little normalcy is all I need. I need that rush running through my blood. It helps to numb the pain, to keep me sane. Tonight I'm all torn up without your love. It's not the same. I'm glad you came.
So from that beautiful beard to another lovely human being who is, of course, bearded. There's many bearded individuals here in Peterborough.
Not me.
No, not you. Yeah, you are baby face. This guy is, you know what, I met Nick Ferrio playing music probably 10 or 15 years ago at a tiny little bar in Oshawa called the Velvet Elvis. And then as soon as I moved to Peterborough, I think within the first 5 minutes that I had moved here, I saw Nick like five times because he seems to be everywhere walking. He's part of the art scene. He's got his hands in just about everything musical and artistic here in Peterborough. And, you know, he's working on a record all the time, all of the time. He's got a great band called The Feelings, I believe. Nick Ferrio and His Feelings, I think, which is just
it's ever changing, though, right? Like, I think he just changes it from record to record or project to project. And right. If there's new members coming in.
Right.
Changes the name up, and that's cool, man. It's always Nick Ferrio, though. That's the main thing.
Yeah, Nick Ferrio. He's been just about everywhere, you know, from playing on the road and touring and doing all things across, you know, Canada. But, well, you know, anybody...
He's a member of the Burning Hell
as well. Who, dude...
Yes, like, one of the biggest Peterborough bands probably worldwide.
Yeah, that's right.
The Burning Hell. He is a long-standing member of the Burning Hell as their bass player, I believe, so...
Yeah, and an amazing solo artist in his own right as well. So I couldn't have done this one without including Nick Ferrio and in a music or a piece of music here called Come Hell or High Water. This certainly has that, you know, alt country kind of thing going for it, but just beautiful kind of falsetto, and I'll let the music speak for itself on the Peterborough edition of Knobs. Here's a little clip of Nick Ferrio right here on Knobs.
Come hell or high water.
Now, I wouldn't have known that guy without knowing this guy. And in fact, we dedicated an entire episode of Knobs to Jonas Bonetta, also known as Evening Hymns. Now, he might not live in Peterborough anymore, but he certainly kind of changed the musical landscape right here in the Kawarthas, and is living kind of in the woods, doing his own thing. He's got his own studio. He's producing records. He's still making music. And he is just one hell of a dude. Beautiful music. And he went from being a solo artist to now, of course, going under the moniker Evening Hymns. And I'm just going to let this one speak for itself. And if you missed that episode, go back and listen to that episode with Evening Hymns that we recorded at my home studio. And we talked a lot about a lot of stuff. This is a guy that has kind of gone, you know, through a heck of a lifetime full of loss and then kind of landed back on his feet. And the entire story has been dictated to music and, you know, kind of committed to tape and to memory and man, this is a beautiful song and a beautiful guy. Jonas Spinetta, also known as Evening Hymns. This is a song called Arrows, right here on Knobs.
How long must I stare into this window? How long till I see the things I need? 'Cause I've been looking now for days, hoping that I'd cross your gate. See myself inside your weary eyes. And how long must I sing these songs?
Chris Nickel, I am going to allow you in, let's try to do this one within 30 to 40 seconds. Ben Ruff, go.
Oh, God, Ben Ruff. He was my partner in crime for a good amount of time. He is about as big a character as you will ever meet, and one of the more genuine guys you'll ever meet. I don't know how to define or explain Ben Ruff. He is a beautiful person. He is a quirky person. He is the man, the myth, the legend that is Ben Ruff, man. He's, like, honestly, how do you, if you were to write Ben Ruff's bio, how do you write it?
I don't know. He's like, he seems to be kind of like this jet setting guy. He's got a place here. He's got a place in Toronto. He's always working on something. He's kind of a myth, isn't he? He's a mythical figure, this guy.
He is. Like, I first met Ben Ruff where he texted me. He's like, hey, go to this bar. They've got my account there. Drink whatever you want. And I'm like, whatever. And so I show up to the bar and they're like, oh, Ben called ahead of time. You're drinking on the house tonight. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I just met this dude, man. And that was kind of my first experience with the guy. And then we had lunch almost every day for a year, wow. Ben Ruff and I. So he is a character, man.
And a voice of an angel. And he's got certainly that whole country thing going on in this one too. But,
anything... but a really great fucking songwriter, you know, all of his character stuff. He is an incredible songwriter, and any person you speak to from any community or music scene that plays with Ben or has played like beside Ben, that is the main thing they talk about, is this guy is a songwriter, man.
All right, I'm going to show you why. This is a song called Concrete River and a taste of Ben Ruff right here on Knobs.
Run down a concrete river with pain in your liver and a fear your heart will never beat again. But 401, the 115, on the DVP, will you see me? Don't wanna run, oh, lose any of our love, but we're all.
There is a tiny little haunt, if you will, beautiful little venue right here in Peterborough on Hunter Street. It's tiny, but they have live music every single night. What is the bar that I'm going to tell you about right now?
The Garnet,
and
previously Osha.
Okay.
The Rusty Snail before that.
All right. Well, we're going to focus on the Garnet and the man behind the Garnet, or at least who does all the bookings himself and is certainly a force to be reckoned with within this community. What's his name?
Sean Conway.
That's the guy. And you know what? He is, I think, just finished up doing another record. And I just talked to him like 10 minutes ago, and I asked him if I could play this track for you. Tell me your thoughts real quick on Sean Conway and what he's doing.
Sean's another one of those guys, man, where he pops up with every band in Peterborough. He was a Peterborough Folk Fest emerging artist. That kind of put him onto the Peterborough music scene. And since then, he's never looked back. Again, another strong songwriter. More in that Canadiana kind of rockabilly type genre, a hell of a guitar player. And he's just a really great guy. I live in this little town called Madoc. And yesterday I was driving behind a truck that had a bumper sticker that said Conway or the Highway. And it was a Sean Conway sticker.
Yeah,
I was like,
that's
okay,
awesome.
Buddy, there you're making ranks in good old Madoc down the road here. So yeah, it's pretty funny. Actually.
That's the indicator right there. He is everywhere and literally one of the nicest dudes here in the community who welcomed me with open arms when I first met here or when I first got here and I first met him. And he hooked my band up at the time when we were still playing. And I want to hook him up with a little spot right here on this show. So we're gonna play This is a great track, too. I love this. This is a little piece of Sean Conway. By the way, if you're going to Google this, it's S-E-A-N, Conway, and the track Party Talk right here on Knobs.
Whether it's party talk or it's only
Okay, so this next clip I'm going to play for you are a group of dudes that are not only close friends of mine, but they also happen to be my neighbors, and I had a hand in the production of their record. The band is called Boom, Bust, and Echo, and I love the fact that they have three different kind of key figure songwriters within the band who happen to be, and I mean this, the nicest people that I've ever met in my entire life. There is also a father-son combo who's in the band, Pete, and his son Kyle are both members of the band. My friend Aaron Lishman, who has a beautiful family of his own, he's one of the songwriters here as well. And Ray Houl, and both Pete and Ray live directly across the street from me. And here's the little kicker for this. When I first moved to town, Pete and I were hanging out in a bar, and he said, "So, dude, where'd you move?" And I said, "East City." He says, "Okay, whereabouts?" I said, "On James Street." He goes, "What's your address?" And it turns out that he lives directly across the street from me. that night, it was 4 a.m, and I was in his rehearsal room drinking beer, jamming, and I ran across the street to my wife and woke her up. "Guess where I am? I'm in a jam room right across the street." And she says, "That's great." And went right back.
Love this town.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. I hope they party every night. That's great. Love you. Good night. So anyways, I'm going to play a little clip from Boom, Bust, and Echo. Oh, and I have to also name drop Gene. Gene, who's the drummer, is a funny dude. And yeah, listen, I produced this track. So I produced the record for them, and this is just a really fun little song. It's called, well, you know what? This isn't a fun song, actually. This is a pretty deep song about how the media and how everybody else out there gets brainwashed so easily, and I thought that I would include this clip, and I hope they don't feel slighted because I didn't have, like, three different songs featuring all three of the lead singers, but this one's sang by by Aaron. This is Boom, Bust, and Echo. Great, great dudes, good neighbors, better friends. This is called Think About right here on the Peterborough issue of Knobs.
They get you to do just what they want you to. They tell you only what they want you to hear. They show you images you can't turn away from. But it's easier that way, 'cause they will protect you. It's time to think about what we think about.
Okay, so up next, this is exciting because this next recording is kind of like the very first that this band has done. This is a band that is fronted by a fantastic dude and a photographer and just an all-around, you know, force to be reckoned with within the Korthas. His name is Pat Trudeau. And this is kind of like, I think it's his first introduction to recording music, which I believe this was also a James McKenty production. Tell me a little bit about the Social Pathics.
Well, Pat, like I'm only familiar with Pat. I'm familiar with their music, but Pat. Pat was one of those guys who was a monster player, blues player. He'd always post little clips on social media, and his friends just kept pushing him, saying, like, get out there and play. And then all of a sudden he found a group of guys that were kind of in the same boat as him, and they put this this project together. And if you go to Pat Trudeau's Instagram account, we'll link it tomorrow, you hear this guy play blues, and there's something special in there. And his followers and everything on Instagram will attest to that. He is a monster blues player, man. Yeah, so it's cool to see him kind of stretch his wings out and go for a project here. So.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that you said the blues, because I'm going to play a track that I find this to be real Springsteen-esque, and this is a song called Same Old Blues, and I believe you can listen to the entire record on SoundCloud, but go check it out. Social, not socio, it's Social, Social Pathics, and a track here called Same Old Blues on Knobs.
Thank you.
You know, I love that we're going to feature more and more female talent because there is so much of that right here in our own backyard. And this next artist I'm going to play for you is not only, I guess she's kind of like a solo singer-songwriter thing, but a guy like Matt Greco has played in her band before, and I believe that she does have a band, but she is certainly a really beautiful and unique kind of voice and talent. And I'm ashamed to say that I've never met her in person, but I do enjoy her music greatly, and I'm going to introduce you to this charismatic girl. That's the track. Her name, Evangeline Gentle, right here on Knobs.
This town knows me, this town knows you, but they'll never know. I don't want it. I've been haunted by fair skin and blonde curls. You took pleasure in my destruction. The devil's dressed as a carriage.
Now, from Evangeline to yet another force to be reckoned with of the female persuasion times three, and I believe that you and I, this is one of the very first shows that you and I went to when I moved to Peterborough. Tell me a little bit about the Lonely Parade.
Lonely Parade, they push boundaries, man. They're indie, of course, but there's just, it's really hard to kind of put them in a genre. And they have, you know, George Strombolopoulos has been all over these guys from the very beginning. They have been touring like crazy. They are incredible. They have a random array of time signatures in their songs. They're really good songwriters and composers. And hey, they're really, really cool young girls. And they're way ahead of their time musically for being teenage girls playing the stuff that they're playing. It's pretty incredible.
I agree. Great live show. And yeah, a lot of buzz about these fine young ladies. And we're going to play you a song that I got from their Bandcamp page, but it's awesome. And this has kind of been on repeat in the studio past little while, at least for the past year anyway. This is the Lonely Parade. It's a clip called Bro. Go check these can I call them chicks? Go check these chicks out right here at Knobs. Next project I'm going to play for you, this kid actually played, I can't call him a kid, this young man actually played a role in the Buddy Holly story with me, because I played Buddy Holly last year, I guess a year ago now, but his name is Connor Clarkin, and he's got a band called The Residents. And oh, here's another side note, actually, the dude that actually played in The Crickets plays lead guitar in his band as well, so we all kind of met doing this on stage production, but his name is Rob Hedge. And these guys are, you know, they're doing these secret shows at this other little cool rehearsal spot in town. It's not little. It's kind of a new kind of a creative hub called Gorilla Studios. My friend David Searle and Connor puts on these secret shows at Gorilla Studios from time to time. And Rob has helped to produce this song. And the first time that he played it for me, I was like, dude, this is so great. Kind of reminiscent of Modest Mouse a little bit. Really great bass line.
Very much so.
Yeah, and he's got this kind of a real neat kind of yelpy kind of voice as well. And I expect big things. So I wanted to...
Do you know my Connor story?
No. Give it to us. Let's have it.
Dude, he made me feel extremely old. They played, remember, the St. Patty's Day one that we put on, and Connor was there playing. And
that's right. Yeah.
So anyways, this girl walks in, who I would call a girl. And I was like, oh my God, Jen, how are you doing? I haven't seen you in like 15, 20 years. She was the bartender at a bar in Toronto.
Don't
right
say it was his mom. Don't say it's his
mom. It's his fucking mom, dude. Jen, who was like my bartender.
You're
and,
so
like,
old.
Dude, like we were like, we would hang out in my basement and drink. And like her son's playing at my bar. And I'm like thinking like me and Connor are cool. Like we're pals. We're on the same wavelength. And then his mom is like my old friend. I'm like, dude, I'm way too old for this shit. Man.
That's the best.
So anyways, yeah, it was kind of weird because I hadn't seen her in like so long. And you know, anyways, yeah, that's my, thanks a lot, Connor.
Yeah, and the sad part is thanks, that buddy. We're the same age too. So I call you old. Yeah, I'm just as old. I'm just as old. All right, let's play a little clip of this. This is called Bones. This is Connor Clarkin. The wee man himself and the residents, Bones, right here on Knobs. That's awesome. Our next guest, or at least our next artist that we're going to feature here, I got to say, is almost reminiscent of a young kind of Dolly Parton-esque kind of voice to her. She just released a brand new record, and she's a really good friend of mine, and I'm excited to expose Kayla Howren right nice. Here on the show as well. Tell me your interactions, your dealings maybe real quickly, and your thoughts on the lovely Kayla Howren.
Well, before I met Kayla and knew Kayla and called her one of my best friends, she would scare the shit out of me when I would walk into the Cameron house where her residency was and be like, how is that? Like, how is a small woman like her so powerful on stage and kicking the shit out of the Cameron house? Like, nobody can. And I remember going in there with friends and being like, man, this girl is insane. She is so good. So fucking good. And then, you know, I bump into her in Peterborough and, you know, we're practically family through association in Peterborough and we've never looked back, man. But she's an incredible songwriter. Just put her last record out with Colin Cripps at the helm. Colin Cripps from Blue Rodeo, Tragically Hip.
Hold on. And she actually recorded at the Bathhouse, which is...
She did, yes. Which is she did a GoFundMe page for that record and she just killed it. With donations, and that record sounds like it should coming from that place, from that producer with the players that she had on it. So.
Yeah, and you can get this now. It's available. The album is called Spare Parts, and once again, produced by Colin Cripps at the Bathhouse Studio in Kingston. So let's let the music speak for itself, and this is kind of the single from this thing. It is beautiful. It is Kayla Howren. It is called Safe and Sound. Not. So I'm almost embarrassed because I don't have an actual like a recorded single or a real like a clip from an album. But I had to include Jade Eagleson on this podcast because,
of course,
Nashville is going to he has been to Nashville 3 or 4 times in the past little while. Nashville is getting their mind blown because of this guy's voice. He has this baritone that kind of beckons back to, of course, the cop out here would be Johnny Cash. But he is not only the nicest dude like ever. He's super young, really good looking guy, but when he opens his mouth, the room shuts right up. He is the Outlaws and Heroes type of country, not this new country kind of pop stuff. This guy has some old soul mentality that is coming through his voice, and it is absolutely beautiful. And I just wanted to not only stamp first to say that you heard of him here on Knobs, but I guarantee that within a year's time, he is going to be a household name for all country fans, and he is from Peterborough, Ontario. I'm going to play you a little, it's a cover called Family Tradition, but I'm going to play you a little clip that I found on YouTube just so you can hear this guy's voice, and a dear friend of mine. This is Jade Eagleson. So go write that down, then thank me later. Jade Eagleson on Knobs.
It's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went in and broke the wrong family tradition. To get on, you want to know, say, why do you drink? Why do you roll smoke?
Chris Nickel, tell me about Missy Knott.
Missy is Missy's just an infectious soul, man. She's a beautiful person. She's a beautiful mother, beautiful songwriter. She writes incredible music, not only within her genre, but she does a lot for her Aboriginal roots and the Aboriginal community, not only in Peterborough and surrounding areas, but across Canada. She's an advocate for Aboriginal rights. Her songwriting is always rooted within those Aboriginal tones. And she is, again, like we said so many times, she's a beautiful person first before her songwriting, and her songwriting is kick-ass. So she's amazing, man. I love Missy.
All right, me too. This is a clip of a song called My Sister's Heart, the lovely Missy Knott, right here on Knobs.
My sister all that summer asked me if I believed in forever and if we'd always be there for each other. We drank vodka that sparkled in the sunshine, watched it set and rise right on time, and told jokes and stopped being funny when the drinks were gone.
I love this next band. These guys are good dudes. Since I moved to Peterborough, I've become such close friends with the boys in Severed Feathers. It's finally nice to know that there's like another group of people that are not only weirdos themselves in the best way, but that make weird music and listen to the same weird music that I do. And sometimes like their vocals are almost like unintelligible, and I mean that in a good way, because it's kind of part of the mix, and they're just like this psychedelic rock band that just plays really cool stuff, and they're just the nicest guys ever. And if you have an opportunity to see them, please do. But his name is Keegan and Josh, and the band is Severed Feathers. So I'm going to play a little clip of a song here called Beggar's Tomb. Severed Feathers here on Knobs. You know, you were speaking earlier there about some Aboriginal talent, and this next clip we're going to play from you is from a gentleman by the name of Cale Crowe. And although I don't know if he quite resides in Peterborough, he is always playing here. He comes to my open mic all the time. He just released a brand new EP, and he is the guy that he's loopy. He's got the loop station. He is one of these gentlemen that use this thing like a full band, and he's just a really great dude, and I wanted to include a piece of his music. Have you ever had any personal interaction with Cale Crowe before?
Yeah, I've done a couple festivals with Cale. He's played like in between sets, and he's been around the scene for a little bit. And he's just a good kid, man. And I'll say that I'm fine with that, because Connor made me feel like a kid, so we'll I'm allowed to say that Cale is a kid. But no, he's a good kid, and again, deeply rooted within the Aboriginal culture like Missy is, and he's cool, man. He does some really cool things with the loop pedal, like a lot of people are doing right now. But he's his vocal talents, Cale's vocal talents, are really what shines through, I believe, with his playing. So
I agree. Let's give you a taste of it right now. This is a song called 1,000 Miles Away, and go check it out. It's on Spotify as well. Cale Crowe here on Knobs.
Don't turn back. Now we travel too far. Just let it all go back down to where I belong. I see your face in my dreams from 1,000 miles away.
Moving right along, how could I not include the legendary Dave McCoury on this show? Dave McCoury is not only a part of a great band called the Vortexans, but this guy knows 10,000 songs. He is also the resident sound man at the historic Red Dog, where I do the open mic every week. He is the father of, I believe, five. He and his beautiful wife.
And counting, yes.
And counting, I believe, yeah. But he and his wife, I believe, are, I think it's okay to say that they're superheroes because they homeschool their kids, and he is just like a legend in this town. And, you know, I mean, what else can we say about Dave McCoury other than the fact that he is, like, one of the more talented people that I've ever met? He's a sweetheart, and he's got, like, this voice that is just otherworldly. What do you think about Dave McCoury?
He's actually one of the more beautiful people I think I've ever met, man. He bailed us out so many times when we had the bar. You know, if a sound guy didn't show up or if a band didn't bring gear, we just literally call Dave at the Red Dog and be like, hey, we're in a spot. And he'd be there within like 40 seconds with like bass amps or subs, you know, mic stands.
Yep.
And you don't realize, because he does so much for the music business community in Peterborough, that he's a really good player and he's a great vocalist. And, you spend 5 minutes with Dave and you'll remember him forever. So,
all right. Well, let's spend like 30 seconds with him right now. This is ripped off his MySpace page, but he sent me the link today, so I don't think he'll care. Here's a little taste of Dave McCoury, as weird as that just sounded. The Stranger, Dave McCoury, the legendary man himself, right here on Knobs.
The Stranger smelled like stale tobacco somewhere south of Indianapolis. We were riding high, got to pouring rain. Stuck out there on Highway 2. Finally sang a song my driver knew. And he said, son, you can sing that song.
When I first moved to town, I found out about this next performer because he worked at a tiny little music store up the street. And he and I kind of have this parallel universe where we both like the same kind of electro, not just electronic, but like electro music. How else can I say this? He is a recluse, I believe. I don't think that's a bad thing to say, but if you've ever been to Peterborough and you want to see kind of like this one-man show kind of vibe, he's got a two-tier keyboard stand that has a whole bunch of pedals and stuff, and he's not a laptop guy, but he certainly does make some really interesting music. And I've always kind of thought that he sounds a little bit like a band that I love called Shoo Shoo and James Stewart. But this guy's name is Alex Unger, and he records under the name Elms. And I'm going to give you a little taste. This is kind of dancey. It's certainly something different than we've heard on the show thus far. But if you like it, he is all over the interweb. Go check it out. Elms. This is called Cottage Bride.
Henry never speak its name, but we can't forget that face. All these the screws that will be put to me. No one knows what here.
I couldn't do Peterborough and not include the Weber Brothers. Weber Brothers, go, Chris.
Well, Weber Brothers are, where do you start? They're from Baltimore, Maryland. They came up here as teenagers. They just kind of packed their bags, left the United States, and came to the famous Ronnie Hawkins estate to try and be famous. They went to his like rock and roll school, and Ronnie never let them leave, man. He pulled them in. They were the integral part of the Hawks reincarnation as teenagers, playing with the legendary Ronnie Hawkins. And from there, they became the baddest band in the land, and they are, aside from the Sadies, maybe the hardest working band in Canada. They really are. They're always on the road. They're always playing. They probably play 200 plus dates a year.
Dude, they put out a Christmas. They put out a Christmas record last year, even, you know.
Oh, they do. They've had like four greatest hits albums, man. Like they're
in a DVD,
and they're like 28 years old. They're incredible, man. They're just their story is incredible. Their character is incredible, and their music is just it's invigorating, man. And I just saw a post from their show at the Red Dog the other night. Dave McCord, Back to Dave, said that it was quite possibly one of the best shows he's ever seen at the Red Dog, and he's been working there for umpteen years, man. Cool.
That's
pretty incredible.
I have another. We're going to play a clip, and then I have another tie-in to the Weber Brothers, who is also going to step back into the spotlight. Another fantastic feminine figure here in Peterborough. But I'm going to give you a little taste. This is a great track from the Webers that came out last year. It's a song called "Silent Violence" on the Peterborough edition of Knobs. Get this in your life. Now, this next performer is not only a member of the Weber Brothers now, but she is a fantastic solo singer-songwriter who is by far and away the best, and I don't want to say the best, like, female guitar player, but she is by far and away the best female guitar player that I've ever seen. She's bluesy, she is beautiful, she is talented, she has chops. This is Emily Burgess. Now, this is not, the tracking to play for you is not going to really kind of, like, spotlight her guitar playing and by any means, but this is a song that she sings with the Weber Brothers, and she's got this like really soft little gentle approach to this song, but you have to see her in person in order to truly appreciate it. She was my feature last week at the Open Stage, her and her little band that consisted of Rico and Marcus, who are two brothers that came to back her up just so she could jump into the spotlight and play blues better than anybody that I've ever seen, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. This is Emily Burgess. If you've ever seen her play, you know exactly what I'm talking about, but just listen to this beautiful voice watching the world go by right here on Knobs. Okay, we've got a few more left for you, and just for everybody listening, thanks. I hope you've been here for the long haul, because we've been asking a lot of you to try to digest a heck of a lot of music here from the lovely town of Peterborough, Ontario, the city that I now reside in, and so much talent here in this amazing, amazing community. And I'm going to ask Chris to introduce this next one. Tell me a little bit about May Hemingway's.
May Hemingway's, Josh Fewings and Benj Rowland. Benj Rowland is... He's a rock star, man. Like I remember meeting Benj, and before I knew he was a musician, you just look at him and be like, dude, this guy is legit. He is a rock star. But their music is incredible, man. It's kind of like a twisting genre. It's kind of I don't even know how to put a genre on them, but they're just one of my favorite bands, man. Two Piece. I've done lots of shows with them. They opened up the night at our post Sheepdog show. And it was a special night, man. They're a special band.
Yeah, and it's kind of strange to have a two-piece band that sounds this big, but I'm excited. Let's give you a taste of the May Hemingways right now. And, of course, a song that is kind of like an homage to Peterborough. It's called Hunter Street Blues right here on Knobs.
If you go down in the barroom, keep your money in your shoes. All those midnight people, they're gonna give you the blues. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them hunters to do.
Okay, we're gonna mix things up real quickly here, because this is unlike anything that we've ever had here, not like only even on this episode, but I think let alone anything that you may have heard on Knobs at all, really. But listen, he's a one-man wrecking crew. He is one of the hardest-working artists in Peterborough. He plays a show, like, every day, and he's on tour right now, and I do not know how to pronounce his last name. I know his very first name is Carl. It's K-A-R-O-L. Dude, don't be mad at me. I don't know how to pronounce your last name. Listen, he goes by Garbage Face.
He is Carl Garbage Face.
Yeah, he's Carl Garbage Face, but he's like the nicest human being ever. He's an intellectual. He's a rapper. He's kind of like a self-produced kind of guy, but like one-man show. He played at your bar once. I've played shows with him before, and I just love this human being so much, and I have to include him on the show. Here's a little taste of Garbage Face, and this is a wicked song that actually came off of a 7-inch EP that he was so nice to hand to me. It's a track called No Future. Here's a taste of Garbage Face here on the Peterborough edition of Knobs.
There's a simple explanation. If you're patient in your dreams, that's a ripple destination. I'm a lucid, loose kid. A Lucifer is rising, kind of Jeff Goldblum in the Fly type of guy.
Seth Grumble.
It's a butterfly effect that has kept me in check. Yeah, you might call it a hex, but I call it casual causality. And I'm a casualty of all the shimmering stars that are surrounding me. I turn the energy of all the angry peoples like I'm Robin Williams or Michelle Pfeiffer with no scruples. The darkness around us in the present is a fucking present like the period at the end of the
season. Okay, so we got a couple left for you. Chris Colgan, go.
Chris Colgan is, he is an amazing songwriter, man. He plays all the time. He's always touring. He's always got a cast of characters that have kind of popped up within each of these bands that are playing with him. And he plays from, you know, he plays show places to people's garages when he's on tour, which is really cool. You can tell that he's all about the music, and that's pretty much it. He is, he's an incredible person and an incredible songwriter. Yes. And he's just a multi-instrument. Like, he plays everything, man. Like, I remember we used to book him for the Oxford, and he'd come in, you'd be thinking he's going to play guitar that night, and he plays nothing but fiddle and mandolin or something.
Yeah.
You know,
it's. And you know what? He's a soft-spoken guy in person, but like on record, he is just otherworldly. And this track, actually, I'm going to play for you. I don't know if it's him playing, but there's a saxophone on it. If that's not like an indicator of how broad his palette really is, it's pretty amazing. But Chris Colgan has to be included on this episode, and I love this track. It's called "Attracted to Destruction." Here's a taste of Chris Colgan right here on Knobs. When I first moved to Peterborough, our next performer here, he and I hit it off immediately just because he was not only a really outgoing, awesome dude, but he has such a great story. He's a circus performer. He is just an artist on so many different levels, and he has not only been a huge supporter of like the open mic, but he is really prolific. In fact, in the year or so that I've known him, he's released 2 records under the name Wolf Fox. His name is Kalen Davidson. He's a huge supporter of everything that we do. I'm a huge supporter of his. I had to include him in the show. Let's give you a taste of the music of Wolf Fox.
If you're building it up just to break it down, looking for love at the lost and found, broke your heart, can't find your soul, follow me, pretty baby, where the wolf fox roams. Take me back, paint the town, build it up just to burn it down, red and black, white and gold, gonna tie me up and I'll do what I'm told. Do you love me, babe? Do you love me, babe? Do you love me, babe?
And how could I not wrap up the show with Ryan and Kate, also known as Robot Eyes?
Never heard of them.
Dude, you're in trouble. Robot Eyes are no longer with us in Peterborough, but listen, I had to include them on the show not only because I love
them.
They
are Peterborough.
They are still Peterborough, and
they can run away, but they're still Peterborough.
But not only that, they actually helped to produce this podcast, and they run Atomic Film and Design, but they are also not only husband and wife, but they have a band called Robot Eyes that is actually kicking ass and taking names now in the Big Smoke in Toronto. I wish they'd come back to play with us here in Peterborough. But listen, they're doing wonderful things with their life, and I love these human beings very, very much. So I think that it's a rather fitting way for us to kind of wrap up the show. Can you tell me a little anecdote about Robot Eyes before we get out of here?
Well, I knew Kate as this incredible country artist who would pop up at different venues and different shows, and then I saw them at some concert or award show, and she's up there in this like hot pink unitard with a giant pink wig, and Ryan's playing playing guitar, and there's synth, and there's all this noise, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? This is amazing. How did I not know that this was what they were doing? And that record came out, and they became one of the best bands in Peterborough, and continue to be, even though they live in Toronto. So they're incredible people, like you said, and they've helped us out, and you know, we've gotten to know them like family over the last couple of years. So
yeah, I really do wish that they would come back to us, but I still get to talk to Ryan like on a weekly basis, not just because of the show, yeah. But we're always kind of like name dropping other bands, like, hey man, have you heard this? Have you checked this out? And if you like this, you'll like this type of thing. And
but there are female vocalists, and we've had many of them on here, and every single one of the female vocalists that have been on our show today and that we will have on in the future, they will all look at what Kate Ford does, formerly Kate LaDuce. If you're looking to pick up some old clips from when she lived in Utah on YouTube, her vocals are unmatched. She is one of the best female vocalists I've ever heard in my entire life. Mm-hmm. And she shines in this project, in this pop project, which is a far cry from the stuff that she has done previously. But yeah, dig deeper with Kate. If you like Robot Eyes, dig deeper with Kate's stuff online, and we'll post a lot of that stuff too as well. So
cool. All right, let's give them a taste. I think I've included this song actually on a piece of the show way back too, but I love this song. It's a song called Coattails. And we're going to wrap up at least this portion of the program with Robot Eyes on Knob.
Make it the next best way to go. Got new things you might like, but you don't care what I like. You want the things you heard before. You come with me to walk outside. I gotta make that thing you like. I'm gonna give it to you just like you heard it before. So put your coattails on. We got a lot of work.
So there you have it. I mean, like I said in the beginning of this thing, that it's impossible for me to try to cover each and every artist that is not only known but loved here in Peterborough, Ontario. I know that listen.
We could do two shows.
We probably should have. And if anyone has stuck through this for the long haul, you know, the slow clap for you. But I want to say this, okay, really briefly, that there have been bands and artists that have started here that have gone on to, critical acclaim, and that have gone to other parts of the country or into the States and done some really wonderful things. There's also even more artists that are relatively unknown, and that's why we try to do shows like this, to attempt to try to put some of them in the spotlight. And I hope we did some of that justice. I do want to do a couple of honorable mentions here. There's a dude by the name of Joe McCauley, who is a real sweetheart, who come out to play open mics all the time. And so he's a kind of a country troubadour kind of guy himself. So I want to say hi and thanks to Joe for all of his support. Lindsay Barr is another force to be reckoned with here in Peterborough. I did not obtain any of her music, but I don't know Lindsay personally, but I do know that she's got a ton of fans here in Peterborough as well, and she's got a real beautiful voice. So I'm going to urge anybody else to get out there and check out Lindsay Barr. Who else am I missing here? DJ Rowett, who is another kind of country dude here. Who else am I missing, man? There's got to be a few.
Oh man, there's so many, man. There's other bands too. Like, you know, we know a band called Cleopatra, who we've talked about on this. They've kind of rooted within the Peterborough area.
Yeah, and you know what?
They're from Cobourg and Port Hope, but that Peterborough is really kind of their music town now.
Yeah, you know what, though? I was going to include them on the show, but they're a Cobourg band, and I didn't think it would be clear. I didn't think that it would be fair to do that, really. And, you know, we're going to include them on the show in one capacity or the other. But here's another thing, okay? And I don't want to seem like a dick, but I don't know a of his particular project, but he is a bass player, an upright bass player, and just a true talent as well. And his name is Rob Foreman. What bands does Rob Foreman play with, or does he have a particular band that he plays with?
Well, I think his band is called the Quick Shifters. I think that's his project, his rockabilly band. But he plays with Pat Temple, tours with Pat Temple. He tours with toured with Ginger St. James. He's got a bluegrass project with Tyler Tapscott and Jimmy Boskill, the famous Jimmy Boskill, who is another honorable mention from the Peterborough area.
Yeah, there you go.
Coming
yeah.
from Baileyboro. There's so many bands that Rob's played with. Again, he's one of those guys. He's one of those guys that has played with almost everybody in Peterborough. So.
Right. All right. Okay. All right. Well, I think that's fitting. I at least wanted to name drop him and send him some love because he does come out to the open mic from time to time, but I just didn't personally have any of his music with me. But listen, to everybody else out there, this is such a wonderful burgeoning community as far as the arts and music scene goes here. And if you are ever driving through, pop on in because there is definitely a show happening tonight, no matter what day of the week you're listening to this, and so many wonderful venues. You know, that could be another separate podcast as we talk about not only the music, the producers, the artists, but the bars, the venues, the scene itself, and everything else that goes along with this wonderful community that I'm so proud to call my home. So I hope that I did justice to this episode, and I know that we've asked a lot of you to digest, but again, you know, just use your iPod or your iPhone and just kind of hit pause from time to time and write down those names and go check it out. And I hope that we've helped to earn some fans of some of these wonderful artists that we featured here on the Peterborough edition of Knobs Podcast. Chris, I know your kids.
And what we'll do is we'll try our very best to get everybody that we mentioned today. We'll try and put either the snippet that we played on the podcast or something new, a link to their music specifically, up in the next 24 hours over the weekend. You'll start to see these. So if you're interested in hearing more about this, dig into our Facebook page. Scroll back through, and you might recognize one of the names you heard on the podcast, and go for it, man.
Yeah, great
Check
idea,
it out,
man.
Dig in.
Great idea. I know your kids are there tugging at your pant leg right now as you have dedicated quite a bit of time to this today, and I think we're all better for it. So I want to say thank you on behalf of Chris Nickel and myself, and I hope you will come and visit us in Peterborough, Ontario, and come check out this amazing community here. That is it for a very special edition of Knobs Podcast. Thanks again. Have a great day, Chris. Thanks, dude.
Cheers, dude.